Hello and welcome to Zero to Hero and this week's episode, Bearing Your Soul in Public. Now, I know that you're all listening to this because you thought I was going to talk about nudity. That's the only reason you're listening to this. Bearing your soul in public. Didn't say arsehole, I said soul. All right. So what do I mean by this? Bearing your soul in public. Just before we go there. I'm digressing already, see? You guys know me, digressing already. If you hadn't noticed over the past so many years, and the very least the past 4 years, where it's been accelerated, is people are feeling lost, don't know where they are. And if you've noticed recently, very, very angry, very angry. And they don't know what they're angry at, or sometimes they do know what they're angry at. The atrocities of the world, etc., etc. But what happens is, obviously we have what's going on all around the world, and there's so much that we don't know. But it's affecting us collectively. And even though we may not be part of it, we may not even know what's going on around the world, we can feel the energy. We can actually feel it. So we're all kind of linked, you know, we're like in Avatar, all linked. So we can feel the pain, we can feel the misery. And it's like, why am I so sad today? Why am I so miserable? Why am I so angry? Because you're linking into the collective energy without realizing. And again, if you haven't noticed recently, people are having more and more digs at each other. They're being more aggressive towards each other. You know, if you're driving on the road, people are really aggressive now. They're just like, and they may not know why they're aggressive. I mean, it may be because there's so many potholes in the roads. I know there is in the UK. I don't know what it's like in the States or Australia, but there's so many potholes now. And you can clearly see they're not interested in repairing the roads properly. And what I believe, it's a fantastic business model. Because as you know, they're all in each other's pockets and brown envelopes get passed, you know, for deals to get done. And MPs have shares in companies, blah, blah, blah. So if they get a nice big backhand or a nice holiday, they give this company the work. And you look at the contractors and you think, you're not even local. You're not even local. Why aren't the councils repairing the roads? They're getting outside contractors in that are from miles away, you know, miles and miles away. Oh, they're your family members. Oh, you got shares in that. Oh, you're a silent partner in that firm, you know. And this may be why, this is just my opinion. This may be why the roads never seem to be repaired properly. They seem to fall apart months after they've been repaired. And it's a continual cycle. Oh, they need repairing again. So, you know, even if they were repaired once a year, it's like that's repeat business. Yeah. And this is what we're finding in everything. Bear with me. This is all linked. We're finding this with, you know, even the cars we buy breaking down all the time. Anything we buy, TVs, computers, phones, it's like programming phones to go slow or whatever. So you have to buy the new one. It's like, oh, this got to stop. And it's without people realizing it's making their soul angry. Their consciousness angry. It's like, we don't need this materialistic bullshit. We don't need these people taking our money and controlling everything and making it all crap rather than having a harmonious world. The roads repaired. Well, you know, those of you of a certain age, or even of a certain age where you wasn't there, but, you know, you were shown this, the cartoons, like from the 50s and 60s, and the silent cartoons, and some of them were black and white, and it'd be like the house of the future, and what it would show is that there's some mess on the floor, and there'd be a beep beep, and this little, you know, motorized dustpan and brush would come out, sweep it up, and put it in the bin, done. anything that needs fixing, something would fix it immediately. You know, if a tire went flat on the car, something would come out, take the tire off, put a new tire on, done, dusted. Any repairs, done, dusted. You know, look at it now. It's not happening. And it's kind of putting up with it. It's like, oh God, more roadworks. My God, when are they going to stop? This is getting just beyond a joke now. So, what I'd say, the normies are kind of realizing this and they're getting angry. And because the normies are the masses, I don't mean that in a derogative term. I don't know what term to use. We could use the masses, the mass populace. That's where it comes from. What the majority of people think. It's not what they think. It's been programmed. We know that. But you imagine towns and towns and towns and cities, countries of people getting angry. It's like, why are you not fixing this? And they've got this rage that's burning inside, right? And as we know, energy never dies, it just transfers. So this is negative energy going within us. Or these people holding it all day long. Where's it going to go? Where's it going to go? Where's this energy going to go? It's going to go out on other people on the road. It's going to go out towards people in the workplace. It's going to go out to their partners, their wives, husbands, their children. You see? You see the massive knock-on effect? And no one's talking about this. I haven't seen one person out there talk about this. But you know what's happening to ruin our collective energy. And but when you take a step back, you can see the bigger picture of what it is, and you know what is in the big picture. So yeah, you get pissed off. Oh, there's a pothole, especially if you're, you know, your tire's blown or it's bang. It's like, oh no, now I need a new tire. Oh no, you've cracked your rim. You need a new rim as well. You've got to be kidding me. And people say, this isn't a pothole talk, by the way. I'm just talking about the collective energy. And so therefore you get pissed off that, oh, this has happened, that's happened. And you're carrying around this energy of anger, resentment, frustration, okay? And if you don't vent that, if you don't vent that out, you're going to mess up relationships, friendships, your work. Everything is gonna, it has to come out somewhere, yeah. It's not gonna die with, well, so it won't die within you unless you're so stressed and frustrated that you have a heart attack, you know, which can happen and that does happen. So, this is where it's so important to vent. And when I say vent, I don't mean aggressively going, oh, you bastards, ah, let's, you know, get in a massive rage. If you're on your own, that's fine. You know, if you go to the gym and you've got a kick bag, punch bag there, that's also fine because you're taking out your venting in an aggressive manner, but it's not on people, your children, your partners, friends, etc. Okay. Some people vent via social media. Okay. And you can see it every single day. Someone makes a comment or a post, and then it's like, whoosh, they got you spelt that word wrong. Oh man, oh man, oh man, please. Please, are we still in the school playground? Please. You said that wrong. Oh, why did you say that? You haven't researched this. You haven't looked at that. It's like flipping hell. And again, the collective negativity comes out. And they most probably don't even realize that they're doing it. They most probably don't even realize they're doing it. That it's second nature to them. It's like breathing. Okay, so this is where we have to be mindful of what we're doing as second nature, as breathing. You know, what are we doing? What are our behavioral traits? How do we react to others that are like that to us? Yeah. So, linking this in with bearing your soul in public. You know, it's about showing your vulnerable side. And some people's vulnerable side does come out via their frustrations. Why is this happening? Why is this, people say, why is this being allowed to happen in Gaza? Why is this allowed to happen in Ukraine? Why is this allowed to happen in these African countries where all the children are starving? Why is this allowed to happen? There's so much going on, so much. We're just focused, not we're focused, it's being controlled. You must focus on this, We have no idea what's going on in South America, what's going on in Russia, Antarctica, Philippines, for example, all these kind of countries, because the cameras aren't there pointing at it and getting our focus on it. But if you show your vulnerable side, it takes a lot. To me, it's a huge, huge strength of character to show your vulnerable side. Huge, absolutely huge. And I saw a post earlier, and it's by a woman who's quite well known in well, say she's well known in the UK in certain movements, and she's known to be hardcore, hardline, zero bullshit, zero tolerance for stupidity. It's like ask a question, and she'll answer it, or she'll look at you and go, "What do you think?" And she walks away mid conversation. It's like, oh, I just can't tolerate this bullshit anymore. And it's getting that way. And that's her own things to deal with. But I can see where she's coming from. I can see where she's coming from. Because I get frustrated if people say, yeah, but it can't be true because it's not been on the news. It's like, oh, no, this is true. How do you know that's true? Well, I watched a documentary on it. Well, yeah, but how do you know that's true? Were they really well known? Oh, dear me. Okay, right. So I suppose by being frustrated, is that showing a vulnerable side and coming out as frustration? But if you show your vulnerable side, what happens is you're opening your soul. You're bearing your soul to the public. Okay? And this is why many people won't do it. They won't do it. Why? Because there's the fear of ridicule. You'll be ridiculed. Just go on social media. Depends, what things you're into on social media, but anything, just any kind of group. Make a comment that's a bit controversial or opposite to what they call it. OP, is that the original poster? Getting in with a crew now, in with the kids. I think that's what it means. I'm just guessing. And do an opposite comment. Say, well, I think this. Watch. To see if people then come out the woodwork, right? They come out the woodwork to ridicule you because you've got a different opinion. They will be judgmental and they have personal attacks. It's like, wow. And so some people do it. And it's like, hold on a minute. Jeez, I just asked a question. And you get ridiculed, you get harassed for it. And I suppose this is why people don't ask questions. For fear of ridicule, fear of personal attack. I've had it numerous times. Water off a duck's back. Water off a duck's back now. People would come into your personal messenger and, oh, why would you say that? Why would you do this? You know this. You know my dad has got this. How do I know your dad? I don't even know you or where you live. I have no idea. Because they might see some people believe that because they're putting a post online, that everyone can see it and everyone's in their story. We're not. We're not. And so they're judging you by saying that you're taking the piss out of them or their family. It's like, I don't know anything about your family. I have no idea about your situation. Ask yourself why you're being triggered by my comment. That's, I'm not triggered, you're triggered. Bye-bye. See ya. So, but bearing your soul is like, when did I say this? I think I said it on my last podcast, the Echo Chambers, about asking for help because then you are bearing your soul to the public. Look, oh my God, I need help. I've got no money. I've got a couple of bits of food for the kids. That's it. And la la la. They're a desperate stage, absolute desperate stage. So you will get people, nice people, that come and say, oh, let me know, I'll put some money in your account, I'll do this for you. Where do you live? I'll drop some food off to you, I'll do this. And they're the fantastic people. And these are sometimes people, mostly actually, people you don't even really know. Never met them in real life. They want to help you. That's brilliant. Keep those around. But then you get others going, scam, scam. Oh my, go and get a job. Get a job. If it was that easy, do you not think they would have done? Do you not think they would have done? But this is it. This is the ridicule. Get a job, blah, blah, you know. Oh, you're just coming on the scrounge, you know. But what happens is also there are people that do that. They come on purpose. Oh, I've just moved into the area, blah, blah. I haven't got anything. I need, has anyone got any settees, TVs, this, any other beds for my children? I've always got to put the children in there. And people go, yeah, I'll do this. I'll give you this. And then they end up being scammed. You know, because what they then do is they get the stuff and then sell it. So this is like, this is the kind of world we're living in now, right? So therefore, when people see that who genuinely need it, they won't put a post for fear of being classed as a scammer. So for them to bare their soul in public saying, my God, I have nothing and I'll be on the streets, for them to do that is, to me, that is strength. That is. And what people say is, you know, you shouldn't give money to these scammers. It's like, how do you know they're a scammer? Some are blatantly obvious because you see them posting in many different groups, right? And I had it myself once years ago, and it's when I was going to go into spiritual circle. Actually, I was just sitting close by having something to eat. And this homeless guy comes up, and you can see he was dirty, this and the other. And he said, "Hello, mate. Have you got any? I've just having a bag of chips or something." And he said, "That's chips. It's not potato crisps as in American, real chips." But he come up and said, "Hello, mate. Have you got any like, you know, spare change or whatnot?" I said, "Oh, hold on." And I took out a £10 note. Said, "There you go." And he couldn't believe it. His face lit up. Absolutely lit up. He went, "Oh my God, thank you." And he gave me a hug. He gave me a hug. He went, "Oh my God, no one's ever done that. No one has ever done that." I said, "No worries. That's it." And he walked off, and I could hear him talking to himself, going, "Oh my God, I'm so lucky. Oh wow, look at this." You know? And when I went into the spiritual circle, I said, "Oh, I just see this guy over there," told him what happened. What did everyone say? "Oh, that's lovely. That's really nice." No, they didn't. "Oh, I bet he goes and buys drugs. I bet he goes and does this." "Oh, you idiot. Why did you give him money?" It's like, oh my God, this is a spiritual circle, is it not? Everyone judged. Everyone judged negatively. I said, "Yeah, but you didn't see him. He gave me a hug. Would a junkie give me a hug? Would a you know, a scammer, would he walk off going, oh my God, I can't believe it. That's amazing. That's really good." He wouldn't do that. He'd go, "Yeah, got him. Scammed him." You'd feel the attitude. And that's the whole point of being psychic, spiritual. You can feel into people. To me, it was a genuine case. So I did it. So what about you guys? What about you? Have you bared your soul in public? Have you said, look, my relationship is crashing? This is what I'm feeling right now. Please bear with me. I'm going to be off radar for a while. La 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 la. Or anything. You know? What happens? What happens? As I said before, many people are very frightened of the personal attacks, the judgment, the ridicule. And it's like, this is how it is, right? It's like one of the podcasts, I think it's a podcast I did before. Last year, and posts, and it was the one that got the most ridicule, the most hate, right, thrown at me. It was like I was bombarded, and loads of people come out the woodwork that never ever comment on my social media posts or anything. They don't comment ever. They never like anything. They never do anything. But this one post, my God, they come out the woodwork. It was like putting a load of warm water with fairy liquid in it on the ground. All the worms started coming out. It was amazing to watch. It was like, shit, I did not expect that. Wow. From people I thought knew better as well, but they just come for me. Do you know what the post was about? Money. Money. It was oh, they went for it. People, you, who are you? I don't remember. Oh, you're You are on my friends list. Okay. They come out and they really went for it. Really went for it. And as opposed to like trying to help people who haven't got money, say, look, these are things that you can do, blah, 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 wallop. And yeah. And what was the post? I think the actual, there's a picture or I put some writing up or something saying money is the root of all evil, true or false, something like that, right? And that was it. Money is the root of all evil, true or false. And then you got them coming out of the woodwork, rah, rah, rah. That's not the true saying. I know what the true saying is. The Bible says, where have I put the Bible? I've just put money is the root of all evil, true or false, right? I'm not quoting the Bible. I'm not quoting the correct term from the Bible, which is the love of money is the root of all evil. Any of you done that? Any of you done that right now? Be honest with yourself. Be completely honest. Did any of you, as soon as I said money is the root of all evil, in your head or speak out loud, well, that's wrong. It's the love of money is the root of all evil. There you go. That's the conditioning that I'm talking about. I never put quote from the Bible. This is about the Bible. I just put a question. That's it, a question. And people, religious nuts coming out, spiritual nuts, normie nuts. It just flooded it. And it was like, wow. Well, I'm just sitting back with my popcorn, watch this go. And people were arguing with each other on there. I thought, and you could see it. It's like, right, you never comment, you never comment, you never like anything. Oh, so you're just there to, spew hate and ridicule and judgment. And to most people, that would be terrifying. That would be absolutely terrifying. So that's why they don't do it. And maybe why you don't do it. But let's flip the coin here. Let's flip it. Doing that, you're bearing your soul. You're putting a question. There you go. Put that out there. Oh my God, I didn't expect all the Agent Smiths to come out of the woodwork. It can also be one of the most liberating things you can do, bearing your soul in public. Because for the reasons I've just said, where loads of people come out the woodwork to judge, ridicule, your personal attacks, are they your people? Are they your people? No, of course they're not. They're the ones waiting for you to fall. They're the ones saying, I told you so. Oh, I told you so. They're the ones holding on to the collective negative energy. Yeah, they're the ones who are driving over the potholes, who are moaning about the ridiculous prices in the supermarkets nowadays. Yeah, we know it's there, but listen, what can we do right now? Not much. Just got to get on with it. Grow your own food or whatever, set up your own co-op. But what they're doing is all their anger, frustrations. Guess what? The post I put up, that's kind of like put a great big light on, a flashing neon sign saying, vent here, vent here, vent here. That's what it does. So they've come on to vent their frustrations, their anger, their opinions, That's what it is. You put on a neon light. Come on, your time to vent at me, even though you don't know you're doing that. But this is where it all works on the subconscious mind. And I keep talking about the subconscious mind. The behavioral patterns, even people who think they're healed, they think they're, truly spiritual. No, there's so much going on the subconscious. And these were some spiritual people coming up and giving some hate. So I think, and it is, how do you do it? Even if I put a post on, even if I put a post on like this, saying, a lot of people vent this way, they're frustrated this way, so they have to come out and have a go and blah, 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 that would still attract it. Even though it's there in black and white, or I do a live video on it, you're still going to attract it because they're unaware, completely unaware. But if everyone could take personal responsibility and say, listen, I'm going to bare my soul in public. I don't care. That's what I'm going to do. If more people did that, you wouldn't have this frustration. You wouldn't have the need to vent wherever you go. Right? But what it does, it shows you those that don't have your best interests at heart. They don't have your best interests at heart. So if you're brave enough, if you're brave enough, you could do it as a test to those people around you, a test or a clear out phase. Because if you see it as a fast track exercise to remove the dead wood from your life, that's it. Put out an opinion. You're bearing your soul saying, oh, no, I don't agree with that. I really don't agree with that. Why don't you agree with that? You know, is it coming from your soul, feeling to your stomach, your heart? Is that where it's coming from? Or is it coming from your head where you've just studied something differently? You know, if it's coming from your soul, say it. Say it. And just watch the people come along and they go, rah, rah, rah. Okay, you're gone. You're gone. It's kind of you're walking through with a tennis racket and all these balls are coming at you, bang, bang, bang. And you're just batting them out of the way, bosh, 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 and walking straight through with your head held high. Yeah? You are the champion tennis player and there's thousands of balls being thrown at you and you're just batting them out the way. All right? All these balls that are coming your way are frustrations, anger, resentment. It's venting. Yeah, it's like the venting machine. You know on tennis where I'm not a tennis expert. I don't even watch tennis. I've just seen it. I think they have these automatic tennis ball machines where they just pop a tennis ball out. Is that what they do? You go pop and out it comes. That's what it's like. You got all these tennis ball machines and they're just firing out, ba 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 ba, and you just got to bat them away, you know, or dodge them. Dodge them, bat them away, whatever you feel free to do. And the thing is, in the beginning, should you show your vulnerable side, bare your soul in public, you will get thousands and thousands of these tennis balls coming for you. And it will seem like overwhelm. It really will. And you may feel as though you need to, you know, crawl under a rock, hide in a cave, you know, it's, oh God, I've got to keep away from this. This is horrible. And look how many people say social media is horrible. Everyone attacks each other. Okay, but this is where you start growing. If you allow it to affect you, guess what? You're going to have to vent your frustrations out, your anger, your pain somewhere. It's a catch-22 situation, isn't it? So rather than worry about it, it's okay, Rob, whoa, that was a heavy one. Guess what? Guess what? That scenario tomorrow will be yesterday's chip paper. It's an old saying we have. Yesterday's chip paper, yesterday's news. It's gone. Gone. There you go. Right. Now you can pick yourself back up again. Carry on. You're getting stronger. You're getting more experienced. Yeah. And that's the way to deal with it. And that way, as you get more experienced, more stronger, more resilient against these people venting their frustrations out on you. And don't take it, even though it comes across as a personal attack, don't take it personally because they're doing it to everyone with a different opinion to them. So don't take it personally. And the ones that support you know, I suppose the ones that support you, you do get some fans, you do get some fans, and they'll kind of support you, as it were, but all they're doing is cheering on whatever you say. So you can say some real horrible stuff, and they go, yeah, that's right. It's like, no, it's not right. So you do get your fanboys and girls. But real support, genuine support is lovely. You know, keep those around that genuinely want you to do well. Those that clap when you win. Now, sometimes support will come in a way that you don't think it's support. Sometimes support can be someone being a bit hard on you. And I said before, I did it with one of my medium friends, you know, training her, helping her her abilities. And I had to go, stop, all right, behave yourself, all right, you know. And she's getting frustrated. I said, oh, dearie me. I said, do you want to get better at this? Do you want to learn? Yes. Well, shut up then. All right, let me help you. because you wouldn't let me help her. She's like, oh no, I'm wrong. I know I'm rah rah. Stop. Just stop. So that's a support in a way. You know, some people can't handle that. And obviously, everyone's different. So you have to gauge it differently. If I did that to someone who's quite vulnerable, you know, and gone through a horrific experience, that wouldn't be the right way of doing it. But as an experienced therapist, you gauge, you can feel into what level of support people need, how, you know, yeah, what kind of support they need. Do they need a shoulder to cry on? Do they need an arm around them? Or do they need, pull your bloody big girl pants up and get on with it and show the world who you are? Yeah? So support comes in different ways. And sometimes people giving that support may get it wrong. And you may see them as an enemy or someone who's against you. So just also be mindful of how people show you support too. All right? Because then they're showing their vulnerable side. They're bearing their soul. This is how I show support. Well, actually, what that is a love language. Should I do a podcast on love languages? Yeah, love languages. Yeah, they're very interesting. People have completely different love languages. And this is why relationships a lot of the time don't work, because the couple has completely different opposite love languages. Yeah. So, yeah. Are you brave enough to bare your soul in public? I think the time is right now, because there were many of us, well, say many of us, we were actually the minority over the past 4 years, trying whatever way we could to help people, bearing our souls to the public, saying, look, can you not see what's going on? Look, they're lying to you, this and the other. And then the ridicule we faced, the ridicule, the hate, you know, the judgment we faced. And now look, now it's all coming out that we were 100% right. But we didn't do it from a place of judgment, fear, whatever. We were doing it from a place of support. This is what I just said, didn't I? We were coming from a place of support. But people couldn't see it as support. They saw it as an attack. Because the old media, car, when you got the media on the TV bringing out all these stats every day, so many people have died now, they've died. Everyone's going, oh my freaking God, we're not going out. We're going to mask up to the nines. We're going to put flipping astronaut suits on just to go out to the shop when you're allowed to go to the shop. Oh my God. And anyone just walking out and doing their normal life got so much hate, so much hate. I had people hissing and cussing at me and my children. And I'm looking at them thinking, do you know what? I'm trying to protect you and your family. You know, you think I'm the enemy, but the media has portrayed me as the enemy, and people who think like me, the enemy, with cognitive thought. So cognitive thought, all right? So we're all bearing our souls in public. There we go. This is us. Look what happened. Did it stop us? No, it didn't. No, it didn't. So now what's happening right now, whether you feel it or not, even though there's a huge collective negative energy right now, it's breaking through. And it's amazing. It's amazing to see, to feel. It's like, come on, come on. I mean, yeah, I've been doing this kind of stuff for many, many years, burying my soul in public. And the hate and the ridicule, that's what I say. It's water off a duck's back. Doesn't mean a thing now. Doesn't mean a thing. But years ago, yeah, I mean, if I could pull up my name on groups and people's posts years ago, I'm talking 10, 15, well, however long social media's been out. And now people are doing it. Now loads and loads of people are doing it. Loads of people have got groups set up to do it. It's like, you know. And I even had one person I know at the beginning of the old thingy 4 years ago. 4 years ago this weekend, is it? Yeah, 4 years ago this weekend. 4 years ago. He was going ballistic, going, oh, what are you lot doing? You need to, you know, stay indoors. You need to do this. You need to do that. Well, I'm just leaving him to it. Just leaving him to it. I think his other half, was she a nurse or something? I'm not sure. Something to do in the medical profession. So they're seeing it from that point of view. And he was going ballistic at everyone. And then it would only take about four, maybe 4 6 months in. He's gone. He went quiet. Oh, what's happened? And then he come out because he then realized, and then he started going, oh my God, I've been hoodwinked. What the hell? How did I flipping fall for this? Because his other half was seeing things differently in the medical side, you know? So then he became a great big advocate for what was going on. He was now bearing his soul, and he was getting ridiculed by all his old mates, all his old friends he'd known all of his life. He was getting lambasted left, right, and center. They were going bang, bang on him, but he still kept going. He still kept going. That's a warrior. That's a warrior. Bearing your soul in public, getting a barrage of hate, and carrying on. And this is the difference. If it's coming from your head, you may stop. But when it's coming from your heart, coming from your soul, and you're bearing your soul to the public, you keep going. You just keep going. All right. Do you know why? Because it's your job. That's what you were born to do. That's why you're here, to bear your soul in public. And the more we bear our soul in public, it then becomes the norm. It then becomes the norm. It's not taboo anymore. You know, especially for men. My God, especially for men. We're not allowed to talk about our emotions as seen as weak. Weak. You go in men's groups. Oh my God. You go in men's groups. You say, oh, I'm feeling like this. My partner's left me, or she's done this, or she's cheated on me. Blah. Man up. Were you a man or a mouse? Man up and get out there and get on with your life. Rah, rah, rah. To some people, that will appeal. But the guy, he's showing his soul to the public. So if someone comes on and says, oh, just man up. Oh, what does that mean? I don't know. Because they're down, they're depressed, they're hurt, they're upset. So by saying man up, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. What is man up anyway? You know, we have to go, what is man up? Doesn't mean wear a man bun, all right? But it's because men have been so put down over the years. You know, it's been taboo to be a man. Oh, men don't. If you're a real man, you'll do this, this, and this. If you're divine masculine, you'll do this. You need to step up, man. It's like, oh my God. Whew. Okay, all right. But bear your soul in public. You keep pushing through that. You keep pushing through that. And what it's like? It's like you imagine. Like a rocket going up to the dome. Oh, sorry, space, or whatever it is. I have no idea. I'm just guessing. But the air, rather than air, it's filled with people, billions and billions of people. And you've got the ones, the haters, the ridiculers, the judgmental people, the ones that love personal attack. And then you're going through them, and then you're getting the kind of spiritual, religious-y people, the goddesses, the priestesses, the gurus, you're breaking through them. You've got to break through that. You have to break through that. And you can do that by bearing your soul. You have to also be mindful. Should have said this really, shouldn't I? You have to be mindful because there are lots of tricks and traps, and there will be a lot of spiritual people, groups, and they'll say, come here for what they call it, soul retrieval, soul healing. It's like, oh, what are these are just. And when I look into it, I think, oh, that's the same as hypnotherapy, or not as in depth as hypnotherapy, but it's just that, and it's just this, and it's, oh, okay. New labels, just new labels. But they don't have the experience. They say they do. They do a like a £25 course on Udemy, and now they're a soul retrieval expert. Fantastic. So be mindful, all right? Because it is a minefield out there. If you don't know where you're going, I look at these spiritual support groups and this, and it's like, what the hell are they asking? And all the people come on with their opinions again. So yeah, you have to be mindful. Some of them, you ask a question and there's hundreds of comments, 300, 400,000 comments. And it's, gee whiz, that's overwhelm. Overwhelm, you know? So this is why it's important to get to know you, get to know yourself, get to know your own frustrations, your resentments. Understand that, yeah, you're going to get ridiculed. Understand that you're going to get attacked. And as soon as people hear that, oh my God, I'm going to get attacked. Yes. Yes. But listen, right? You only get attacked because you're a threat. Right? You're a threat. If you're not getting attacked, maybe you're not a threat. Threat to the system, a threat to the program, threat to the matrix. Have you ever thought about it that way? Shining your light, shine your light. And I said to someone earlier on a post, and they're on about narcissists and this, that, and the other in the family. Oh, and I said, what are they? What are these bloody narcissists? And I said, they're your teachers. They're your teachers. What are they teaching you? And she was like, oh, they're teaching me to be hateful, revengeful. I want to hurt them. I said, is that what they're teaching you? Or are they just your reactions to their behavior? She went, oh, right. And she still had a little bit more to go. So I was asking a few more questions. And it's like, oh, right. Okay. Didn't look at it that way. And that's what happens. That's me giving support in a way that's like completely different comment to everyone else's. Everyone else's. You know, they're your teachers. So my post, my comment got loads and loads and loads of replies. Loads of replies. Because she was like, oh, what do you mean by that? Because I've sparked something. I've sparked something inside of her. What is this teaching me then? And if we ask that with everything in life, what is it teaching me? This frustration, this, you know, what are these potholes in the roads teaching me? That's be a better driver. Well, no, because you could crash into someone else if you're going over the road, other side of the road to avoid these potholes. But but everything is a teacher. Everything. And if you look at life that way, was it teaching me? Oh, is it teaching me hunger? Is it teaching me poverty? Is it teaching me to find new ways to accrue money? Is it teaching me new ways to heal my body, my mind, body, and spirit? Is it, what is it teaching me? Yeah. And so bear in your soul. Bear in your soul. It's good. Well, once you've broken through it, once you've broken through it, you've broken the back of it, you wouldn't do it any other way. You wouldn't. It's like, why would I care? If you're coming on with hate, you don't mean anything to me. And that's what I'm saying, is collective negative energy is being broken through. So it needs warriors. It needs warriors to carry on with this burying our soul in public. It's like, nope, not interested. What you're, look at what's happening now. I'm going to say it. Happening now with the royal family. Look at it. Even normies are catching on with these photoshopped pics of Kate and whatever. You know, the funny memes are coming out, and the more these they put out these fake Photoshop pics or whatever, the more people are ridiculing them. And then the press are coming out saying, no, just to put any conspiracy theories to bed, you know, here they are out in a local farm shop. Oh, come off it. Come off it. It's not even her. You could see it's not even her. You know, it's like, how comes there's only one person filming it from their car on a phone that's very poor quality? And why does she look directly over at the car that's filming it? You know, and all the people sitting around on the benches and that, what, you don't think they're like security? You think they're just the normal public sitting there? Oh dear. But normies, what I call normies, the masses are clocking onto it now. So it's like, freaking hell. Wow. It's amazing. And the energy's like, yeah, we've seen through your games now. We've seen through. This is the veil. We're piercing the veil, guys. We're piercing the veil. The illusion is dropping. The illusion is dropping. And they will do whatever it takes to keep this illusion going. So bear in mind, especially you Americanese, April the 8th, watch out for maybe a grand illusion. A grand, grand illusion of the lights we may have never seen before. We may not. It may be just like a little teeny thing and fizzle out. Might not be anything. But it's a perfect opportunity for them to, because they've been on about it for so long now, that the internet might be down for weeks. No, they're turning it off. Oh, there's a big solar flare. No, there isn't. It's the fake sun, the sun simulator, you know. You know, that they could control the narrative. And we just say, we're not interested in your narrative. We're just not interested. And you're baring your soul by you saying, not interested in your narrative. You're telling them, my soul is not interested anymore. Not interested in hate, not interested in ridicule, not interested in bullshit. I am burying my soul. Those that hate ridicule, you're just going to bounce off and go away. I won't even see you, won't even recognize you. I'm just accepting love into my life. Okay. I hope that makes sense, guys. Do you know what? As I was starting this podcast, I thought, oh, this is going to be a really short podcast. Wow, this is going to be so short. But what happens is you just start talking and things come into my head. It's like, oh, yeah, got to talk about that. So I hope you enjoyed that. And if you want to stay informed, some of you already are on the mailing list. If you want to stay informed of upcoming news, meditations, psychic development courses, quantum healing, etc., then click on the link in the show notes and it will take you through and for you to stay informed. All right, because there's some fantastic things coming up real soon. So stay informed. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. I do appreciate you all for taking the time out and listening to me. You take care, guys. Speak real soon.